Today is Friday, September 15th, 2017, and this...
We're in Vegas celebrating my best friend's bachelorette! Woo!
What better place to have a good time than Vegas, right? I mean, come on, I'm hate me down 700, but hey, it's been a good weekend.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 615.
Las Vegas, it on! Amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! Do you think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Vegas is waiting out on the streets below.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. It's a rare Friday night recording session.
Mm-hmm.
What you drinking?
I'm having beer. Thanks, Jim and Mary. And
so,
you?
I'm having a Diet Dr. Pepper. Saving my beer drinking for... later in the weekend.
Okay.
So we are just four short weeks away from the summit.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas Nerd Society presents the summit live in Las Vegas, October 13th, 14th. Did I get that right?
Yes.
It's going to be a fun weekend at the D. We are going to be hanging out and lots of fun activities planned. If you are planning on going, there are a couple events that we want to make sure you know about. The... Sigma Derby Tournament. This year it's called the Preak Nerds something.
Mm-hmm.
and the slot tournament still have seats open. I think Sigma Derby is getting close to filling up.
Mm-hmm.
A few more seats are available for the slot tournament, however. So take a look.
I just registered my horse a couple days ago.
That's right. You went back and forth and did decide you will be participating mm-hmm. in this year's Sigma Derby Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you the best of luck.
I will be rooting
you on from View Bar. Last year, I don't think... Wait, no. Last year, you didn't do it. Two years ago, I was busy writing postcards for the book, I believe. Or was that 3 years ago? Shit, man. All this
time.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago, I think I half-heartedly paid attention. I apologize. I should be a better...
I don't have you listed as part owner of my horse.
I should be a better... more supportive of your...
That's okay.
...gambling activities. I will try to root you on... and cheer you to victory. So that's happening. It's going to be a good time. Come on down. Check VegasNerdSociety.com for all of the details. Get registered. Participate. Have fun. And there's a summit podcast that I know we mentioned it last week, but that Hunter and Misnomer did. And I think we are going to be joining him on the next, probably the next one,
mm-hmm.
next week. So listen up for that. I'm sure you can find details on the website or on Twitter if you follow Vegas Nerds. So there you go. Are you excited, nervous? What state are you in right now?
I'm good.
Your personal seamstress is working overtime on your...
She is.
On your... How many new dresses are being introduced into the mix? Maybe 2 to 3? What are we looking at? 1 to 2? 6?
Let's just keep it a surprise.
47 new dresses?
Yeah.
I have not put any thought into anything I will be wearing. I presume it will be something that is at least partially clean.
I hope so.
I was thinking I'm about due for a nice new pair of New Balance, though, soon. So that's the effort I'm putting into this. All right, so we will be seeing you in a few weeks. If you are going to the summit, we hope you are. All right, before we move on, we want to thank our awesome supporters of this podcast, the patrons who support it week in and week out. They include such fine folks as James Faubert. Thank you very much, James. Benny Last Call, Ryan Gregory, Brian Dancer, Jonathan Tweedle, Mark Mormon and Rob Taylor.
Thank you.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a few of those gentlemen in 4 weeks.
I think so, too.
All right. Thank you very much for all of your support. If you're wondering what this is about, people who want to support the podcast on an ongoing monthly basis can do so at patreon.com/fivehundy. We do some occasional bonus content for those folks, and we appreciate their support. In fact, I need to get working on my next column. It seems like I just did one.
It does seem like you just did one.
Didn't get it done until the very end of the month.
Yeah.
I shoot for the middle of the month, and then, yeah. All right, I'll get working on that. So, we've got some interesting news to talk about. I'm curious to get your thoughts on a couple of these things. Some new attractions planned for Las Vegas. The first one was reported in the Review Journal a few days ago. It is a science fiction attraction planned for a lot just off the Strip, on the other side of I-15 from the Strip, kind of behind where Elon was planned for and never destined to be. It's going to be called Area 15, which is kind of a takeoff, I guess, on a combination of I-15, Area 51, and 1915 when, I don't remember, something happened in 1915. Probably what, Clark County was incorporated or something. I don't remember. It was in the article that I took shitty notes. Anyway, the idea of this is going to be another one of those virtual reality attractions, which we've been talking a lot about lately. Several of them are in the works. There are a few that exist already. This one would be based, it would have three different experiences. One would be based on comic books, which is very vague.
Mm-hmm.
Comic books.
Yeah, which ones?
I mean, that, yeah, I mean, that,
there's a lot to cover there.
And how disappointed will you be if, well, science fiction, so I guess that narrows it down. I was going to say, how disappointed will you be if you strap on the old virtual reality thing and suddenly you're surrounded by fucking Archie and Jughead? That's not what I had in mind when I came here. I was expecting to see Spider-Man swing by, and there I am sitting there, you know.
I was concerned when you said strap on the virtual reality thing.
I'm going to strap on the virtual reality thing and look for Veronica and Betty. I got it right. Yes. So anyway, comic books, and then the other two are a little bit more specific, Blade Runner and Mad Max, the movies. So it could be moderately interesting. Again, I don't have enough experience with the virtual reality attractions to know whether or not this is something I would be interested in. I do plan on trying one sometime, maybe in October if we have time. They're aiming for a March 2019 opening on this, so there's still a long way to go, and supposedly they're going to break ground in October. Or no, there was something about them setting up some sort of a... It almost sounded like they were doing, like, they were setting up an office, but it sounded almost like it was one of those, you know, when they put, like, a hotel, when they're building a hotel, sometimes they'll do, like, a demo room where you can go in and see what it's going to look like.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or they'll do it if they're going to have residential in there so you can see what it's going to look like, and they try to get you to put a, you know, a deposit down on a condo. It sounded like that. I'm like, why would you do that for this? I don't know what they're thinking. But anyway, they're planning on putting this thing up, and... I don't know. 2019 is a long ways away, and I have a feeling there's going to be a bunch of these by then.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And we'll see.
And it's off Strip, so they'll probably cart people over there with a free shuttle or something, kind of like some of the other attractions do. There's another thing planned. I don't think this is going to happen, although it does already exist in L.A., and they're just planning on moving it from L.A. to Vegas. So I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if that increases the chances or not. This strikes me as really incredibly stupid, but I'm not big on the whole interactive theater thing, and that's what this is.
Mm.
So Rob posted this on the Facebook group. Thank you, Rob, for this. I missed this. It was in last week's in the Review Journal about a week ago. So it's an airplane, like a 747, and they replicate the experience of being on a Pan Am flight in the 1970s. That's the attraction. All the magic of flying, but in a different decade.
No. I've already flown to get to Vegas. I don't need to do it again.
I know. So it's the whole thing. I copied a couple paragraphs out of the article just to help understand what this was. The experience starts with cocktails in a recreated Pan Am lounge. Next, passengers board and are served a 5 or 6 course meal. So there's you get food, but you know. And I know that flying was a more pleasant experience back then because it was a more fancy thing, but I can't imagine airplane food. If you're really going for a realistic thing, first of all, it wouldn't be a 5 or 6 course meal, I don't think.
No.
And the food's probably going to be shitty.
Mm-hmm. At least they don't like try and herd as many into a flying tin can like they do now.
Right.
Like, ugh.
Yeah. The stewardesses cut the meat right in the aisle. That sounds...
Do what now?
Awkward. As they once did on actual flights. In between meals, passengers can play aviation-related trivia games and watch... Oh, just like they did in the 70s.
yeah.
Can play aviation-related trivia games and watch a fashion show demonstrating the Pan Am uniforms through the decades.
Will it be like Britney Spears' Toxic video?
Well, then I might go. The show lasts 3 hours and costs $300 per person.
Nope, I'm out.
That's the lower price ticket. The higher price up... six course instead of five courses is $400.
If I'm going to plop down $400 on a meal, it's sure not going to be at this place. It's going to be...
No.
Yeah.
No. No. No, they're using this in LA for corporate events and that kind of thing. So
it's going to involve maybe... an Andres or a Robichon or something. It's right. not going to... No.
It's not going to be on a fucking fake airplane.
Right.
I don't... this is, I'm not down with this, but I don't know. If they're... There's a lot of money to be had in corporate events, but I don't know if they would get enough. There's a lot of stuff to do in Las Vegas for corporate events, so I don't know. I don't know if this is going to cut it there. They're seeking a high-end hotel on the Strip to partner with. Well, who isn't? I'll give you the phone number of the Parabounce guy. He can hook you up with. He's got contact information for everybody, and they ain't calling him back. So yes, I don't know. I don't know that this will happen. If it does, I have no interest in it. But there are a few people on the Facebook group who expressed interest because they have an interest in aviation specifically. But I don't know. If they don't hit the corporate event market, I don't see this really being a huge tourist attraction at those prices.
Oh, no.
We'll see. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think it's going to end up... I don't see a high... First of all, I don't see a high-end... Strip hotel going, yeah, that's great. We want a big fucking airplane docked behind our property. I'd be say that if someone were to do it, it would be a little lower down on the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
A Tropicana, for example. They could put it where Bagatelle used to be. All right. So we've got some restaurant stuff to talk about. We've been talking a lot about Monte Carlo and all the changes they're going through during the transition to Park MGM, and they continue. And you know what? Last week we said if you love anything about Monte Carlo, go visit it now. And I believe that you said at that very moment, like Hit Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The day after that, news broke that Hit Bar has closed.
Oh,
wah,
not
wah, we missed
surprising.
It. Yes. So everything at Monte Carlo that you may or may not love is slowly, one at a time, going away as they change things to the new hotel. Among the restaurants, there have been a bunch that we discussed last week that have closed. There's another one, and it's a pizza place called 800 Degrees. It's one of those where you like pick out your ingredients, and they stick the pizza in the oven, and it's done in like 2 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
They've closed, but they're reopening at New York, New York. They're taking over the space where the current, I don't know if it closed yet, New York Pizzeria currently there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of on the New York streetscape. So it will be located there. If you're really into this concept of 800 degrees, you can
And where'd you find that out?
That was on Eater. Thank you for mentioning. Thank you for the hand gesture that I love so much. Down the street at Monte Carlo, we mentioned a few weeks back that Planet Daily's closed because of a burst pipe, and they decided just to keep it closed for a while, and they were going to do renovations anyway, so let's take care of them all, reopen in October. What we didn't know at that point is that it was going to be undergoing some changes other than just the decor. Again, according to your friends at Eater, thank you, Hollywood Cafe will be the new name, and it's going to be opening, I believe, in early October.
This bums me out a little. That's such a solid coffee shop option.
It's always been.
It's dependable.
It's always been. I don't know.
I mean, the food isn't great, but it's good.
And they have a vast menu, which is always nice.
We've had good experiences for breakfast and lunch and late night snacks.
Yep.
We don't really go there for dinner, but.
No. No, but we've had far more hits than misses there, and the menu is generally pretty good, and you can always find something. And maybe the new place will be very similar. I'm not sure. I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope it's. I would imagine because of the location and stuff, it would continue to be 24 hours. They are adding a bar to it, which whenever we eat there, we're usually either just starting the day or else we're already trashed. So we don't usually drink there.
Right.
Because they do have a cocktail menu already, but I guess they're having an actual physical bar put in as well as part of these renovations. But so that is happening, and we will see. Hopefully, I'm hopeful that it'll still be a good option.
Yeah, I hope so too. The one thing I won't miss are those wacky T-shirts that they used to make.
Yeah, they're kind of dumb.
I get it daily.
Remember for like it seemed like five or six years whenever we went there, half the waitresses were pregnant, like extremely pregnant. Like what the fuck? Do they only hire women who are 5 months pregnant already, and then they just let them work until they're like 10 months pregnant? That was a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it was one of the few places in town that didn't fire their waitresses when they got pregnant.
When they started showing, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That is happening. Moving on to entertainment notes. Matt Goss is returning. At least that's this might technically be a rumor watch, but I think I'm just going to assume it's happening. Oh, no, you know what? This is happening. He posted it on his website. I forgot. I verified this one. He has the dates listed on his website. He's not returning to Cleopatra's barge at Caesar's Palace, however. He will have a new home for his loungy show at the Mirage, specifically the One Oak Nightclub. Or One OAK.
I still hate that name.
Or
I think
One
it's so
of
dumb.
A Kind. Or One, yeah. New show will start on September 29th. It's running through at least December 9th. And then he's got some holiday shows scheduled in London. So, going back home. Ticket information appeared on Ticketmaster briefly. Like, I searched when I was looking for official information on this. And I searched for it. There were a couple Ticketmaster links. But when you click on it, it's been mysteriously removed. So I don't know what the ticket rate will be, but I'm sure that will be coming out soon, and you can keep an eye on Matt Goss's website if you really care. I will not be putting Matt Goss's name in the show notes, because whenever I do, one of his extremely...
devoted fans.
Devoted is a nicer word than I would have used, yes, contacts me for a series of ridiculous... I don't have no interest in conversing with this person. And it's like, hey, remember me? I used to harass you 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Okay, so there you go. Johnny Katz is reporting that X Rocks is moving. X Rocks is one of the topless shows. There's a series of X-themed and X-named shows.
Boob-themed, X-named.
You've got your X Burlesque, which I believe we recently had a review on from one of our callers. X Country, which is like X Burlesque, but with country music. And then X Rocks, which is like X Country, but with rock music. I think I summed it up fairly well, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
X Rocks is currently at Rio. And according to Johnny Katz, it is going to be moving to the same venue where Misbehave is performing at Bally's. It's that relatively new room called the Back Room. Not the Bathroom. That would be a bad venue for any show. The Back Room. It's going to be a 10 p.m. show.
They have shows in the bathroom, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I've seen some pretty bad ones. Thursdays through... I've performed several bad ones. I'm looking at you, Slots of Fun. 10 p.m. show, Thursdays through Sundays, beginning November 3rd, if this information is accurate. Misbehave is not going anywhere. That's still going to be performing, I believe, at 8 o'clock. So there you go. If you had a desire to see this show but never wanted to go over to Rio because it's Rio, now you can go to Bally's instead. All right, and finally, this is good news. Very entertaining gentleman. We saw him perform in Vegas Nocturne way back. Piff the Magic Dragon. He will be remaining at Flamingo. He received a contract extension through at least 2018 for his show at Bugsy's Cabaret. And also noteworthy for those of you who are coming to the Summit, if you're going to be there a little early and you're a big fan of Piff, he's going to be filming a TV special on October 11th and 12th. So if you want to get tickets for those shows, they are available on Ticketmaster. That was in the official notice about his extension. So I don't know that it's been publicized elsewhere that those shows are being recorded, but now you know. So if you're a big fan, you can be in the audience for the TV tapings of those. So there you have it. So that's about it for news this week, and I'm holding off on phone calls until next week. We just had a couple that I was going to use, but I decided I'm going to hold those. However, we are not done entertaining you quite yet. Well, I shouldn't make that broad statement.
No.
There's additional content in this show that may or may not entertain you. That's probably a better way to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put it at the very end, so we're going to wrap stuff up, and then I'm just going to tack these on. These are recordings from way back, the last time the two of us were in Vegas together, which seems to be about 9 years ago.
It feels like it.
In reality, it was 6 months ago in March, and we recorded some of our slot machine antics. And I can't recall. Oh, Dumb and Dumber is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Baywatch.
Yes.
And Sharknado. So we played those slot machines. We recorded our experiences, and we are going to bring them to you immediately following this show. So if you like the Gambling with Tim and Michelle segment, it is coming up shortly. But before that, we have a couple additional people to thank for Karma donations, including Brian and Carrie from Shoreview, Minnesota. Karma donation for a long weekend trip coming up. It is happening right now as we speak.
Yay.
Brian and Carrie, I hope you are having a wonderful time.
Yes, I do too. Thank you. Good luck.
Yes. Brendan and Heather, finally heading out for the first time in almost a year. Thanks for all the entertainment. Well, you're welcome for all the entertainment, and thank you for the support. We do appreciate it. And finally, Susan with a Karma donation. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck to all of you.
Yep,
thank you to everyone.
As well.
So there you have it. Tidy little show this week. We hope that you enjoy the Gambling with Tim and Michelle segments. I don't have any recollection of anything we said.
I don't either.
It is so long ago. But maybe I will listen to them and make sure we didn't say anything that's going to get us in any trouble. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just put them up. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So our website is 500bymidnight.com. You can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions to 500@gmail.com. You can find us both on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line, available to you anytime. Call us with your reviews, your Vegas-y thoughts, whatever. And that's it. We're wrapping it up now, right?
I think so.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Gambling with Tim and Michelle at Cosmopolitan. We are playing the Dumb and Dumber slot machines.
Have you seen this movie?
Yes.
I have not. I kind of know what happens, though.
It has its moments.
Uh-huh.
I know it's legendary and people absolutely love it. Quote it all the time.
Yeah.
Not one of my...
Is it more about the quotes than the actual plot?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not one of my ultimate favorites, but yeah, it's got some funny stuff. So I'm going to play 50 credits, which is the lowest amount you can play.
Uh-huh.
Now, I usually don't like these types of machines where they're... So this is a 5-reel, but the first and last reel are...
Or three.
Three, or this one looks like it's two. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Okay. I think it's three. I think it's like a bonus.
All right, let's play. Like,
here, you went
50
cents.
Oh, wait. There's ketchup and mustard on the screen. There are spring wild symbols. Bonus. Oh, five of a kind, which was $1.25.
Wow.
That was a lot for what it paid.
Uh-huh.
So the graphics are pretty cool. There's a, there are two wheels, three wheels up above on this machine. Similar to, actually, we're next to a bank of TED machines. It's similar in layout to the TED machines. Looks like there are mini, minor, major, and jumbo jackpots, none of which I will be hitting, most likely, during this.
Wouldn't that be amazing, though, if we're doing a gambling with us and then hit
gambling
something
with
crazy?
Us. Should we just call it gambling with us?
Yeah. I didn't want to be all, like, I'm going to speak about myself in the third person.
Wouldn't it be great if Tim and Michelle won while Tim and Michelle were playing this machine during Gambling with Tim and Michelle?
Uh-huh.
So far we've... Oh, bonus? No. Okay, so far we've just had a bunch of routine little hits, but I'm down to $16 already.
We don't have bonus, motherfucker. We just have bonus, motherfucker.
I know, so far. So the symbols, as usual, are the characters from the movie and other things. A bottle of beer, a hot dog, a doggy bag, things like that.
Yep.
And then the bonus symbol is the car. The car that looks like a dog. I don't know what the hell that thing is called. I'm sure it has a clever name, but I don't know the movie that well. Come on, fucker. Give me some payouts. I'd like to get... Five of a kind.
Oh, 150 that time instead of 125.
It makes a big deal out of getting five of a kind, even though the payout's not really anything that noteworthy. I don't like that. I get that they're like trying to build excitement and stuff, but... Bonus?
Yay!
Bonus. Do this. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, so we're now inside of the dog car, and I have to press the spin wheel. There's a big map on the screen. We're going to press.
Yep.
You better look up,
look
buddy.
Up.
Look up. Oh, the very top of the hill.
So that's going to pick either a bonus amount or a bonus game. There are three bonus games and a bunch of bonus amounts ranging from 500 to 10,000 credits. My God. Dante's Inferno.
It's a double dare. Yeah, okay, you're on.
All right, so we got a bonus game.
This looks like a great place to grab a bite.
I have to pick, I can...
Pick burgers, find peppers, and avoid poison.
So it just says press play. Do I choose one of those?
I don't know.
No, those are different things.
Oh, just press play to start a feature.
I'll do it if you will.
Okay, so I've got...
a bunch of burgers.
18 burgers, and I have to pick one. First one.
I found your pill.
Uh-oh.
It's rat poison.
You found poison.
40 points.
You find three rat poisons. Ends the bonus.
Pick another one.
Ah, you found two rat poisons.
Two rat poisons, 30 credits. This isn't going well.
No, it's not.
Third burger. 25 credits.
Well, that's good.
Fourth burger. 30 credits.
Uh-huh.
Fifth burger.
You guys can get a multiplier
25.
Or something.
Next burger, 35 credits.
Okay,
so I'm up to $1.95.
Woo!
Another 30.
Come on, multiplier.
Ah! 40 credits. So I won $2.65. Now there's a video playing.
Check, please!
One.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think one should be in quotes there.
It should. It was an interesting bonus.
You were mildly
really
entertained for 2 minutes.
I was mildly entertained. Let's see if we can get one of the other bonuses here in the next few spins. What are your thoughts so far?
It's all right.
It's okay. I agree. I'm not blown away.
I've seen better. I've seen worse.
Yeah.
I've seen fire. I've seen rain.
James Taylor.
You're welcome.
Bonus, bonus.
No.
Motherfucker.
Denied.
We should have bonus, bonus, motherfucker t-shirts made up. Except for I'd censor the motherfucker because, you know, so people could actually wear them. All right, I'm going to cash out 10. We're at 11.05.
Yeah. Not too much to say.
No, my overall impression is, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. If you like the movie, then I think it would be fun to play.
That's it.
All right.
We're done.
Okay.
Gambling with Tim and Michelle. Sharknado Slot Machine Edition.
Yeah.
We're at the D back by the gift shop and registration desk, and there are four Sharknado machines here. I'm about to put in $20.
See how
and,
this goes.
We'll see, yeah. The graphics look great.
Yeah.
What type of machine would you...
A slot machine?
No, like the design-wise, what would you compare it to if known other slots, anything?
No, I mean, it's kind of like Britney, but it doesn't go up that high. It's got that whole curve thing going on. But
shark. So what am I looking for? Multiple sharks, I'm guessing?
You want to get the wild shower.
Okay. I'm playing, you can play a minimum of 80 credits. I'm playing 160 credits.
Oh, you're living large.
I am. Shark,
come on,
shark.
Sharks.
Motherfucker. So the it's 5 reel video slot, and the symbols are familiar characters from the Sharknado series, including, I don't know any of the character names.
I don't either.
We got David Hasselhoff, Tara Reid,
Ian Ziering. Some chainsaws, an engagement ring.
I don't know who the brunette is.
I don't either.
Oh, I won $5.
Yay.
The store's clearing up. Maybe it's done.
Oh. I need a bonus.
Come here, you bloody shot. Come on.
Hasselhoff's looking old.
Yeah, he is. I didn't even recognize him at first.
$4.80.
I love sharks.
Yeah, your luck, sharks.
The graphics are great.
Uh-huh.
Bonus, bonus. Nope.
Nope. Denied again. Couple wild symbols.
I've had just about enough of you!
This is nuts.
Oh. The shark just pulled up a little bit of the screen, and there are a couple more reels showing.
The graphics and sound are really great, but I need some action here.
Look at the bonus. Size of that thing. Some action from the slot machine, or
yep.
Okay. I don't know if it does that.
Some shark action. The reels, the
seats don't even have butt rumbles, honey.
The height of the reels keeps changing. It just lowered.
Yeah, the shark comes up and it bites it.
But it went down even farther.
Oh, it did?
It brought it up and then it went down and then it just went down farther.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think the default is like four across and like four rows and five columns.
Lots of wild.
This is good. This could be good.
$14.76. It's my lucky Sharknado day.
Uh-huh.
So I'm back to 1950 off my original 20. So now, see, it went down to, it's down to four, okay.
Yep, that's what I said, hon.
I know, but it went down to five earlier.
Yeah, but then, yeah.
I know.
And then it went down to four.
Come on, shark.
It's confusing. If you've had some drinks and you're watching the reels, it's a little confusing as we're experiencing. But the basic, you know, if you get money, then you understand.
It feels like the type of game where the bonus round should be badass. That's why I really want one.
I know. The more you want it, the more it's going to tease you, though, honey.
I know. And I'm down to my last $6.70. I'm not liking our chances here.
I'm not either. Oh, I thought it did something. There's some water at the bottom.
Yeah, it does that.
It splashes, but it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, this is the last spin. Cashing out 30 credits.
I'm not going to do that now.
Well, that was...
You didn't even get the wild shower.
No, I'm curious what the wild shower is.
We all are.
All right. Well, I want to like this, but it didn't allow me to. It didn't give me enough. Although, I suspect there may come a point where I end up playing it again.
Yeah.
We could continue with the Hasselhoff theme and see if the Baywatch slots are open.
We could. Want to do that?
I think so. Let's head over there.
All right.
Gambling with Tim and Michelle, Baywatch 3D Slot Machine Edition.
And boy, it's like going back in time because Hasselhoff looks a lot younger.
But our previous machine was the Sharknado machine. And yeah, he's haggard and old in that one.
He doesn't even have any gray chest hairs in this one.
He's post... He was post floor cheeseburger on the other machine. This is pre floor cheeseburger. All right, so I'm going to play. The minimum is 60 credits. I'm going to play 120. Now, you can adjust the 3D level on this machine.
Oh.
I'm kind of intrigued by this.
That's fascinating.
I'm going to put it at 80%. There's a little slider.
You can also adjust the chair back and forth.
You can adjust the chair rumble. Oh, this is like the first. Oh.
Oh.
Start pushing this button.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can adjust the chair rumble, the chair sound.
Give yourself a little massage.
This is the first class of slot machine chairs.
With the chair.
Okay, so we're going to go with 120 credits. I put in $20, and let's see how this goes. As you would expect, we've got the Baywatch characters, and there's Pam Anderson, there's David Hasselhoff, Yasmin Leigh.
Hi!
Hi.
I reported the last child.
I don't know what I did, but I...
I'm at an angle here, so I'm not getting the full 3D effect.
The 3D effect is pretty cool.
Huh. Actually, I'm going to have to play this on my own in a minute.
I'm going to crank this up, the 3D up on this. It really, it's pretty damn cool, the design of it. So I won $11 there. I'm up to $30.
Nice. That's a good beginning.
You got the little Baywatch lifeguard. What is that red thing?
What red thing?
The red Baywatch.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
A life thing.
Is it a floater?
No, I don't think it's a floater.
And that would be brown.
Yuck. Why do you always have to take it there? That's gross.
What?
I like the design of this machine. I like the 3D a lot. Now, if it'll give me a bonus, it'll be my best friend today.
My machine is playing the song. Or is your machine playing the song? I think it's mine.
I think it's yours.
I don't even know anymore. I had some cocktails this afternoon. It's been fun.
So the only place I've seen these, Big Bot Rumble. It's a good win. I think I just hit $48.
Sweet.
Nice.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
A young, fit David Hasselhoff is running on the beach.
With his floater.
These machines are in the back corner at the D, kind of near American Coney, but in the far corner from that.
By Pop-Up Craft.
There's three of them. Up against the wall.
Are the boobs in 3D as well?
Oh, it would be great if they had a bonus for the boobs to pop out at you. Well, this is the most luck I've had gambling today. I'm up to $56.
Good. Yay.
So it has not been going well. So maybe I'll just play this the rest of the day. So we've got plenty of leeway here to continue playing until maybe we get a bonus. Or it could strip me along until I lose all my dollars.
Or it could do that.
Surprising.
I see that you have increased your bet.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to hit max bet. That must be why I got that $48 payout. Thanks for letting me know.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, it worked out temporarily, but I don't know how I did that. I must have been so excited about the 3D effect.
You're excited about something.
So I need some beach balls or some floaty things or something else similar to trigger the bonuses.
Bonus action on this one either. But you're enjoying it a lot more.
I'm not
you're
even
winning.
Seeing any sign of a bonus. You only need one or what?
Some people stand in the darkness.
We don't know the lyrics to that song.
I just repeated what the machine said. I don't know the lyrics. I just heard them now.
I want $11.
Although if I did know the lyrics, you know what? I wouldn't be ashamed of it.
Never. Okay, well, we're going to play it back to my original 20. I'm at 27 right now.
Okay.
And if I don't hit a bonus that time, then we'll end this.
Who's the blonde dude?
I don't know.
I should know his name, but I don't.
Oh, bonus.
Come on, floater.
Nope. Tease me. Oh, wait a minute. How did I get to max bet again?
I don't know.
We got to be careful with these machines. It keeps changing to max bet all on its own.
Well, the good news is you won $12.
I said $12, so I can continue playing for a little bit. We're back up to about 28. So. This machine is bonus.
Come on, make it fun for the audience and us.
Boo.
No.
Well, much like the Sharknado machine, I like what I see, and I would be inclined to play this again, even though it has not been
bonus friendly,
which is good. I got one more. Okay, I'm playing 60 credits for the last spin. Yeah. So there you go. I give it a thumbs up, despite the lack of bonuses. The design is cool. The 3D is awesome.
I'm intrigued by all the options. You can move your chair, select the 3D, select the butt rumble.
Yep.
Select the volume, select the chair volume.
It's good stuff. So there you go. Check it out, Baywatch 3D.
Yep.
This concludes another mediocre edition of Gambling with Tim and Michelle.